It's official today that they didn't overturn it. Joe's still out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
so we haven't heard that.
I guess first things first, this game is just, it's so bam-bam, and everyone who's been in here knows Joe's not the type of player. It just seems like a suspension and that kind of fine. It's a pretty stiff penalty.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't have a history of that. And if, you know, if guys in this locker room, I mean, obviously he got fined the week before, you know, when Ryan kind of slid. And I mean, anyone who's played this game, especially on this level, knows that, you know, things happen fast out there. And for a linebacker, we've been trained from the time we can remember, you know, you hit until the whistle's blown, you know. And, you know, so for a bang-bang play like that, I think when you watch the film, you kind of put it in slow-mo, you can tell when Schaub kind of threw, his head came down in that throwing motion. So Joe was kind of going in at his shoulder, chest area, and then the throwing motion kind of brought his head down towards Joe's head, and it was kind of helmet to helmet. And it, you know, the rule states what it states, you know. So obviously the league, you know, they have their way of doing things as far as the fines go. And I think when you look at it, though, when you play the game, you can tell when there's intent and when there's not. And I don't think Joe's play was – there was intent to go for his head. Now, I have seen plays in this league since they've kind of been a little more stiff with the fines, a little more strict as far as the helmet to helmet and things like that, to where there is intent with the defender on when he's going for the offensive guy. But in Joe's case, there was no intent at all. But it is what it is, and we have to, you know, play the hand dealt. And it's the nature of this business, you know, is with injuries. The turnover is great in this league, so this is kind of next man up, and we're going to miss Joe. There's no doubt about that. But we have a responsibility to go out there and fill that role the best we can.
I mean, is that something that you and Wesley and Vaughn kind of do, kind of get together and say, okay, it's on us now. Let's make sure that, you know, we're not getting as much. We don't have as much depth now. We really need to step up.
Yeah, well, it's kind of unknown right now how exactly we're going to fill that role. I mean, we're kind of working on things right now. And the good thing with our linebacker position is positions is that, you know, we have to know everyone's job, everyone's responsibility, and it changes play in and play out. So guys, you know, in different positions are familiar being put, you know, in different roles. So, you know, it's something that we just got to step up and you know, fill that void the best we can. And I think everyone, all the linebackers, you know, we're thin right now, but I think all of us are familiar with all the positions. And if we're put in those situations throughout the course of the game, we're very confident that we can be successful.
Is it upsetting that to players that intent doesn't matter since Joe didn't intend to do it?
Well, you know, I don't think you can think too much about it. You know, as far as, you know, when you're out there on the field, you have a responsibility to uphold, and you know, we try to do that the best of our ability. You know, it's disappointing that we're missing a player like Joe, you know, this week. But at the end of the day, you know, we're professionals, and we have to fill that void the best we can, and that's kind of the mentality that we're taking right now. You know, this league is, you know, there's things that come your way throughout the course of the season that you have to deal with, adversity that you're faced with week in and week out, day in and day out. And you know, you don't put your head down, you look up, you face it, you move forward. And that's our mentality right now. And that's the only way you can do it to be successful in this league. And that's what we're doing as a group. That's what we're going to do as a defense. And we're going to go out there and try to fill that void the best we can and be successful in doing it.
Keith, when you came in, you said you were learning some Mike. Then all of a sudden, man, you're playing Will. You've been playing a lot of Will. Are you ready to play more Mike?
Like I said, it hasn't been determined exactly what's going to take place. But I feel comfortable. I played Mike, Will, Sam, 3-4-4-3. So I feel comfortable in those positions. I feel like I have a grasp of this defense. So whatever role I play on Sunday, you better believe I'll be ready to go.
What do you see from the Raiders, specifically Darren McFadden?
Man, I think he's the best back we face. No disrespect to the other guys that we face this year so far, but he's explosive. He runs with power, with strength. He in between the tackles, he's very aggressive. He'll put his shoulder down and get those extra yards, but yet the explosive runs, when you turn on the tape, I mean, they're very evident and they stick out. He can get the edge of the defense, and when he gets outside there, there's not too many guys in this league that are going to catch him. So I think he's running the ball great right now. We have a tough, that's, you know, defensively, that's kind of your, you know, your mindset week in and week out is you don't want a team to establish a run. You know, you want to make it a one-dimensional game. But we have our hands full this week, and it's a tough test for our defense, and we'll be ready for it.